Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message for today I've entitled, God's Enfolding Love. Psalm 33, verse 22, gives us this wonderful, wonderful hope. Let your unfailing love enfold us, Lord, for our only hope is in you and you alone. For those of us who have gone through the valley of the shadow of death, we have come to realize that God's love is sufficient. Our hearts may be crushed, our bodies may be racked with pain, but we have the assurance that we are not alone, that there is one who is with us and will always be with us to the end. More and more, I am aware that healing in this world is temporary. We will go from one difficult situation and God's provision for that situation to another. But God is sufficient, and He's always going to be there regardless of what transpires in our life, what challenges that we face. The one thing that we can always be assured of is that no matter what we go through, no matter what the difficult situation may be, the Lord is always with us. He is not with us to bring us comfort, to bring us always plenty, but He has promised us that He is always going to be with us and never leave us alone. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. That's from Psalm 23. And the assurance is not that we will not go through the valley of the shadow of death, but that when we do go through the valley of the shadow of death, He is with us. And it's interesting that it's the shadow of death, not death itself. Because when we are in Christ, we have already passed from death to life. So when we come to the end of this life, we can have that assurance that we really are entering into eternal life. What joy it is to be at the bedside of loved ones as they slip from this world into that eternity with the Lord and hear their words of complete faith and trust and, yes, joy. As they leave this pain, sin-sick world and enter into that wonderful bliss of eternity with the Lord, who brings a complete, final healing. I can recall years and years ago, there was a pastor that I sat under. I was in the service at the time. And he was my pastor, and he had a son who was in a very difficult situation. And we had been in a service when a man who was a godly servant of the Lord was leading a service of healing, and he, along with all of us who gathered there at that service, were praying for the healing of this little boy, the pastor's son, who had this condition that seemed to be so hopeless. And as we all prayed for little Chucky, it seemed like God opened up the door of heaven, and we saw the glory displayed. And when we opened our eyes, there had been really no change in him, but in our hearts we had the assurance God had touched. God had unfolded before us His healing power. It was only a few weeks following that service that this little boy closed his eyes in death. And it seemed almost cruel that what had seemed to be happening in that service of healing on the mountain was now snuffed out by death. But a letter came from that minister who had conducted the healing service that day, and it was addressed to the parents of little Chucky. The letter said this: when we prayed for God's healing and felt his hand touch that precious little life, we had no idea that he was going to heal him so completely. Oh, what a difference. You see, sometimes we want to see the healing on this side, but God's eternal healing is what we look forward to. That's his enfolding love displayed in our life. Might that enfolding love of God totally engulf you now with whatever you're facing this day and the days to come. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.